question was asked, we have tradition, we have the oral tradition. Why is it difficult for people to accept? Why is it that people don't automatically come and connect? I think there are multiple answers to that question, and they're complementary. I think the first answer that's very, very important is that most people never encounter someone who can answer their questions. Most people spend their lives without coming in contact with someone who can actually help them. Even though the information theoretically is out there and it's accessible, there's a lot of bad information out there. I'll give you an example from myself. From a very young age, I asked a lot of questions. And it took a very long time before I found anyone who could answer my questions. Over a decade. And I'm lucky. I didn't give up. But I asked questions and I didn't get answers. And even people who I thought should know the answers or should give logical answers did not give me logical answers. Not only didn't they give me logical answers, they did worse. They made believe like they were giving me logical answers, and I was standing there like the emperor's clothes saying, no, that doesn't make sense. And I wasn't buying into it. And I'm fortunate that I kept asking. But I think that's a big reason why.
Okay, I guess my question is, when I walk into a classroom, a math classroom, the teacher puts on the board 2 + 2 = 4. Why is that any different than a teacher of Judaism saying, this art oral tradition is the equivalent of, and why don't I accept it? Or why do people have trouble accepting it?
I don't.
In a classroom, you have a teacher who teaches you science, who teaches you math, teaching English grammar, we sit there, we accept it as fact. Why in this area?
I think that equating this with math is a little bit, it's not a direct comparison because math, when I tell you 2 + 2 = 4, I could explain that in about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. When I say the oral tradition is true and it's a direct chain, it takes me about a year to explain that.
But can you not show it is a direct chain? Just as you can show 2 + 2, 2 apples, 2 apples, and now 4 apples. If you can watch,
but that's not enough.
Okay.
Well, yeah. When I show you it's a direct chain, that's not enough. You're going to come back and say, well, why is there machlokas? And I'm going to have to answer you. And you're going to come back and say, why is Reform Judaism not also a part of this machlokas? And then I have to explain to you all the laws of derivation and the tradition and the system. And you're going to come back and say, well, how do you know that the rabbis got it right and the Sadducees weren't right? And then I have to give you another long answer. And then you're going to come back and say, but wait a second. Were there machloket in the time of the prophets? Were there machloket? Why can't we have a bottom line today? And if everything's right, so then why do you have Sephardim and Ashkenazim? And how do you have a Korach? And then you'll come back and there are a lot of questions. The more you learn, the more questions you have. So the answers will take much longer to explain than 2 + 2 = 4. How many people take the time? And even if they take the time, how many people find someone who could actually answer their questions? I think that's the main reason why people don't. And now, why don't people take the time? Well, firstly, if your first meeting was with someone who gave you a bad answer, so then why should you keep pursuing? You say, it's nonsense. Secondly, you can't ignore the fact that life seems very pleasant on the other side. Meaning, I have a girlfriend. You're telling me I shouldn't have a girlfriend. So goodbye with you. The challenges of the desires we have are very real. So if you catch someone when they're very young, there might be someone to talk to. You catch someone when they're older. You know, we've had many times people who have said, I respect what you've taught. It's great. We had a student who came here, spent a few months learning here. He had a non-Jewish girlfriend, and he spent his time learning here. And when he was about to leave, I asked him, what do you plan on observing of what you've learned? And when he was here, he would daven with such a fervor. Everything was amazing. He'd learn, he'd take notes. Everything was amazing. I asked him, and his answer was nothing. I said, are you going to eat kosher? He said, no. I said, are you going to make kiddush on Shabbat? He said, no.
It's almost like
End of the story is, he's keeping. End of the story is, I asked him, do one thing. I said, you don't want to observe. I'm not going to argue with you. I said, firstly, you got to tell me one thing you connected to, you know, in all your time here. So he came back and said, Parsha was nice. So I said, okay, so let's agree. You'll learn a little bit of Parsha every night. And after a few years, he came, he learned Neshat Torah, and he did change his life. But it took a lot of time and a lot of growth. He stuck to learning a little bit of Parsha every night. Eventually, he got there. Or she left him, whatever.
Mathematical learning does not obligate me to change anything in my life. It's simply knowledge.
Right.
Whereas learning this, anything that you're learning is going to obligate you to change yourself, your desires, your wants. You're always going to find a way to rationalize and not...
It's a part.
Choose not to accept it.
That's a component. Eisha Torah has a program for people who are really, really distant from Torah. They have a program which... if you want to attend, you have to sign a contract that says you will not observe any mitzvot for 4 weeks after the program. Wow. And the idea is that people will have a very hard time connecting to the truth if they think it obligates them. And when a person has signed the contract that says you will not change your life for 4 weeks... they feel far more comfortable talking about what the truth is. It doesn't obligate me. They made me sign, I won't change my life. So then the rabbi said I shouldn't keep mitzvot. So for 4 weeks, I'm okay. So then we can talk about it. But that's a very smart move. So if it's going to obligate me, I'm partial. I have a hard time seeing the truth.